A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. Welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we are looking at the Word of God from the book of Revelation, chapter number 12, from verse 1 through to verse number 6. The scripture says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the 10 part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 years. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Verse number 1 of our passage of the consideration described the glory of this woman. Dear listener, you are covered with great glory. Do not forget, God designed you with glory, and he puts a crown of glory on your head. Glory and honor. He so much honored you that the angels in heaven envied you. Don't forget what the angel said in Psalm chapter 8 and in verse number 3. They complained kind of to God and said, "What is man that you are so mindful of him, or the sons of man that you visited him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and with honor." These angels looked like the firstborn of the father of the prodigal son, the elder brother of the prodigal son, who was complaining to his father, "I have been with you all these years. You never killed a kid for me." So the angels also complained, "God, you have so much honored man. Why would you put so much glory and honor on him? You are a creature of glory by destination or by predestination. Your destination is glory. You are covered with glory, and may your glory not be stripped in the name of Jesus." Now, the devil is always looking for glory to steal. He's always looking for glory to attack. Don't forget, in Matthew chapter number 2, when Herod heard that a king was born, he mustered his soldiers, got his soldiers ready to begin to fish out and kill every male child from age 2 below. His attempt was to kill this king. He would not want this glory to rise. He wouldn't want this star to shine. The Bible says this woman was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. You have great glory. And don't forget, the devil does not fight what he does not fear. And because of the glory that you carry, the enemy will fight you. The greater the glory, the greater the fight that you will experience, that you will face, that you will have to overcome. The greater the glory you carry, the greater the fight. That's why the Bible says glory has weight. There is an eternal weight of glory which God intends to reveal in you, with you, and through you. You are created and clothed with glory and with honor. Secondly, you are pregnant with a miracle. You are pregnant with great ideas, great potentials, great abilities. God has packaged so much into you. And this woman was with child. She being with child cried. You are also pregnant with a great glory. There is something on your inside. There's something your generation is waiting for in your life. And don't forget the reason why Romans chapter 8 verse 19 says, "The earnest expectation awaits the manifestation of the sons of God." The world is waiting for your manifestation, waiting for that thing that God has packaged with you and in you, that we come to the forefront, that we come out of you. The world is waiting for what you carry. Dear listener, let me remind you again, you carry great glory, you carry great potential. That idea or those ideas in you, there is the need for you to bathe them. you carry something. And so the dragon faced this woman because she carried something. Verse 3 says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Don't forget, this dragon had succeeded in pulling down one third of the angels in heaven. That's the stars. He brought them down. And so the dragon stood before this woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So the point is this: the devil does not fight whoever does not have glory, whoever does not carry glory. The devil does not fight whoever does not have anything to offer his generation. You have so much to offer your generation. You are pregnant with great ideas, and the devil does not want you to birth those ideas. Those ideas will transform not only you, but everyone around you. Your great potential and great grace will advance the kingdom of God and depopulate hell. And for this reason, the devil is fighting. He wouldn't want this to happen at all. You are a creature of glory, crowned with glory and honor, and you carry great potential, great ideas, great success on your inside. They are latent in you, and you need to bring them out and begin to manifest them to your world and to your generation. This woman, the Bible says in verse 5, she brought forth a man-child. You will bring forth your miracles and your ideas. The ideas you have will not die in you. They will come to the manifestation, to the open. You will prosper with those ideas in the name of Jesus. This woman brought forth a man-child. You will also bring forth your miracle. And this child also was to rule the nations with a rod of iron. And do not forget, what the devil was and the dragon was waiting for was to devour this child as soon as it was born. My prayer for you is that your miracle will not be devoured. What comes out of you will not be devoured. Your seed will not be devoured. Your desires, your ideas will not be devoured, will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Your creativity will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. There will be no waste of everything that God has packaged with you and into you. The dragon was waiting to devour this child, this miracle, as soon as it was born. My prayer is that every power waiting at the junction of your breakthrough to devour your miracle, may such forces and powers be consumed by fire in the precious name of Jesus. Psalm 97 verse 3, the Bible says, a fire goeth before him, and he burneth all his enemies round about him. And so that's why I am praying that the fire of the Lord will devour every enemy waiting to devour your miracle, waiting to devour your blessings in the precious name of Jesus. Notice also that God helped this woman and helped the miracle that she birthed. Hear what the Bible says in that verse number 5, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The help came from God to rescue this child. The child was caught up, the child that the enemy was waiting to devour. This child was caught up to his throne. God prepared a place for him, and so God took him to his throne, outside of the reach of the enemy. May your life, may your children, may your glory be taken out of the reach of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And verse number 6, the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God. God prepared a place of safety for this woman, and she fled to that place of safety. It was a place of safety, a place of protection, and a place of provision where she should be fed 1,203 score years. May the Lord himself bless you. May the Lord cause your glory to be covered, to be protected. May he not deliver you to the will of your enemies. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray to God in heaven and say, Father, let the glory upon my life be made manifest. Let it come out in the name of Jesus. Let me demonstrate glory. Let me live in glory. Let me not tell stories with my life in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. My Father, my God, I pray, you created and designed me with glory. Let this glory speak. Let me operate in glory. Let me manifest your glory. Let the glory not die in me in the name of Jesus. Let me have glory, O God, to manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and receive the strength to bring forth the great ideas and potentials in you. Father, I receive the strength, the spiritual strength and stamina to bring forth the great ideas and your great deposits upon my life. I receive the strength to bring forth. I receive the stamina to bring forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Every power waiting to at the junction of miracle, at the junction of bringing forth, at the junction of breakthrough, to devour my breakthrough, to attack my breakthrough, let such forces be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that every power, every force waiting at the junction of breakthrough, waiting at the junction of miracle, of waiting at the junction of glory to strike, let such forces and power be consumed by your fire in the name of Jesus. For our God is a consuming fire. Consume them with your fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let everything that came out of me, my children, my ideas, my dream, my vision, let them not be devoured. Let them be protected. Divinely protect the things that came out of me, the children that came out of me, the ideas that came out of me, my business, my ministry, my career. Let them be divinely protected in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the glory of God upon your life will be revealed. You will manifest God's glory. I pray that your ideas, your greatness, your glory, your potentials will not die in you. I receive for you the power to bring them forth in the name of Jesus. I pray that every power waiting at the junction of miracle, at the junction of breakthrough, at the junction of delivery, to devour your miracle, let such forces be consumed by fire in the precious name of Jesus. I pray the hand of God will rest upon you and your glory will be divinely protected. Your dream, everything that comes out of you shall be divinely protected. Your children, your business, your idea shall be divinely protected in the name of Jesus. And I pray God will visit you this weekend and give you something to sing about. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at the Light Cathedral. Time for the service is 8 a.m. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. If you are in Lagos, you can join us at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos. Time for service is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time for the service there is 9 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all social media is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.